the all-sufficient God, our Savior and Redeemer, the mighty man in battle, the King of glory, we worship you this morning. We give you praise, glory, and honor. You are reliable and dependable. There is no one like you. Be thou exalted for this new day in the name of Jesus. Hello, everyone. Hallelujah. I bring you Fresh Spring Daily Devotional with Olumide Salako. Today is Wednesday, 18th May, 2022. Team, Ready to Change Nationality, Part 2. Memory verse, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. But now, they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Bible passage, Hebrews chapter 8, chapter 11, verse 8 to 10. I take 9. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Message of victory. In the first episode of this series, we mentioned that there is no better place which guarantees peace, joy, and comfort than in Jesus. Irrespective of your location, if you follow the path of life through Jesus, all you would experience is pleasure and not pressure. Importantly, we mentioned that Rahab became a hero of faith just by believing in the Lord God of Israel and her negotiation for success in life. Joshua chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Every closed mouth is an agent of a closed heart, which results in loss of opportunities and destiny. See Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20b says, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." How far you go in life is determined by what and who you believe. All things are possible to you if you believe in the Son of God. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. The more you ask, the more you receive, for your joy to overflow. 1 John chapter 1, verse 4. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. What you don't seek and trust God for cannot come to you." Did you know that there were dozens of harlots who were companions of Rahab? How come she was singled out? Rahab was a prostitute, but had a different heart. Man sees the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. Clean up now to stand better opportunities in destiny. Matthew chapter 19, verse 30 says, "But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first." Don't be carried away by activities of busybodies around you. Preach to others, but don't ridicule them as hopeless, for there will be surprises on the last days. Parents must never give up on their child's bad academic performance. May your eyes behold extraordinary performances in their lives in the name of Jesus. Otherwise, how could a Rahab stand side by side with faith giants like Father Abraham, Moses, Joshua, Gideon, Jephthah, etc. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33 to 34. It is clear that there is no giant in faith anywhere except with and in God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. I have good news for you. The era of great faith and extraordinary achievements are back with us. Changing your nationality to the kingdom governed by Jesus is a precursor to changing from failure, stagnation, hopelessness, the worship of the devil, to victorious living in the light. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Abraham, Ruth, stepped out boldly into the unknown, just as Rahab did with her family. Stepping out into a strange country, a new business line, and marriage isn't about who you know, but the faith of God for success. No faith, no gain. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." You are condemned in life if you don't have Jesus. Prophetic prayers and declarations. Join me this morning to give thanks and praise to our Father in heaven. Father, it is a good thing to give thanks to you. We thank you for your loving kindness, salvation, and leading us to the kingdom of your dear Son. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Hear me this morning. Abraham obeyed God's instruction and he became very great. I pray for you with all my heart this morning. As you ask with an open heart today, may you begin to obey instruction to help you succeed in life in the name of Jesus. I decree and I command, may you receive in your heart today the faith of God to produce evidential results in your life, family, and work in the name of Jesus. Hear me this morning. As you renounce the nationality of the devil and worldly lifestyle, may your life no longer be caged. And I pray for you that from today, may heaven resources be released to your life in the name of Jesus. I pray for a listener this morning. May every satanic passport attaching your life to pain, sorrow, and struggle be torn apart today in the name of Jesus Christ. Fresh Spring Daily Devotional, FSDD, is one of the best widely read and listened devotional. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. We encourage you to worship with us at 12B Ashiria Kofa Street, off Adetola Street, off Brown Road, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling, and deliverance, please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017 at gmail.com or via the following WhatsApp number, +234 80 23 18 18 57. Good morning, and may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.